you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that keeps the past alive one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at the time when some of the biggest names in music joined forces to help small-time farmers keep their land. The day was Sunday, September 22nd, 1985. Nearly 80,000 people gathered in the rain to watch the first ever Farm Aid concert at a university stadium in Champaign, Illinois. With more than 50 artists performing, including Loretta Lynn, Bob Dylan, and Johnny Cash, tickets for the show sold out in less than 24 hours. In the end, the inaugural concert raised over $7 million for American family farmers. The idea of holding a benefit concert for U.S. farmers has a very interesting origin. It can be traced back to an off-the-cuff remark made by Bob Dylan during his performance at Live Aid 5 months earlier. Live Aid was a two-venue benefit concert for African famine relief, with shows taking place simultaneously at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia and at Wembley Stadium in London. When Bob Dylan took the stage in Philadelphia, after being introduced by actor Jack Nicholson, he surprised viewers around the world by suggesting that some of the money raised be given to a different cause than the one he was performing for. Dylan said, quote, "I hope that some of the money that's raised for all the people in Africa, maybe they can just take a little bit of it, maybe. 1 or 2 million, maybe. And use it, say, to pay the mortgages on some of the farms that the farmers here owe to the banks." The crowd in Pennsylvania seemed to like the idea well enough, but the lead organizer of Live Aid, Bob Geldof, did not. He was furious with Dylan for his remarks, later writing that, quote, "it was a crass, stupid, and nationalistic thing to say." And yeah, Geldof had a point. It was inappropriate to suggest that funds donated specifically to help relieve famine in Africa be used instead to pay American mortgages. That seems pretty obvious in hindsight, but in that moment on stage, Dylan just didn't think it through. He had chosen the wrong time and place to raise the issue, but he was right that America's farmers were in trouble. In the 1980s, the U.S. was facing the worst economic conditions it had seen since the Great Depression. Interest rates climbed higher and higher while property values sank. To make matters worse, farmers were also dealing with record-setting droughts, which decimated their crops and their income. Thousands of family farmers went bankrupt and lost their land to foreclosure, but that wasn't even the worst of it. According to a study by the National Farm Medicine Center, the number of suicides among farmers in the upper Midwest reached double the national average in the early 1980s. As you might expect, none of the money raised for Live Aid wound up going to American farmers. But Bob Dylan's idea had caught the ear of some of his fellow musicians. Just 6 weeks later, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp announced their plans for Farm Aid. Appropriately, given the cause, the lineup for the concert drew heavily from the worlds of country and folk music. In addition to Bob Dylan and the three main organizers, there were genre heavies like Emmylou Harris, John Denver, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, and Joni Mitchell. Future Farm Aids have stuck to country and folk artists for the most part, but that first concert actually featured a much broader range of musical styles. Lou Reed, Tom Petty, B.B. King, and a host of others from the worlds of blues, jazz, and rock all came together to help support a good cause. The 14-hour concert and telethon not only raised millions of dollars for farm families, it also raised awareness of the problem and what could be done to solve it. 3 days before the first Farm Aid was held, Willie Nelson and Neil Young appealed to Congress to improve farming laws and pass a farm relief bill. And they didn't stop once the first concert was over, either. For years after, the artists continued holding protest rallies and advocating for farm-friendly legislation in Washington. And of course, the Farm Aid concerts also continued. Willie Nelson thought Farm Aid would only last 1 year, but a new concert has been held just about every year since 1985. In that time, the Farm Aid organization has raised nearly $60 million to support small farmers and promote a more sustainable system of agriculture. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you liked what you heard, you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks, as always, to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.